Presley, a little less conversation. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and every Friday around this time we do Ask Me Anything. We put somebody with an interesting job in the hot seat and fire your questions at them. And this man is a very, very interesting job indeed. He is, of course, the comedy man, the genius behind Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show for over 20 years. There's been over 6,000 sketches, hundreds and hundreds of characters, and all done by the one voice of Mario Rosenstock. He is going to be on tour in 2020. We'll tell you all about the tour dates and where you can get your hands on tickets in a few minutes' time. But let's do Ask Me Anything with Mario from Gift Grub on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hi there. My name is Mario Rosenstock, the man behind Today FM's Gift Grub. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
We'll start off with Elaine on Instagram, and she says, how far in advance do you write Gift Grub, Mario?
We generally write it the day before, sometimes the night before.
Right.
And unless it's a live Gift Grub with Ian, where I'm on the phone or Maria on ISDN, and mm-hmm. in that case I write it at about 5:30 or 6 in the morning or 6:30 in the morning. So you might write a 4-minute sketch, in about an hour and a half just before you go on.
Like
you might be just twiddling the lines away just before you go on.
Well, Mary in Wicklow says, how do you come up with the Gift Grub sketches so quickly?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know the drill, guys. You're looking through the papers, you're looking through your phone, you're thinking about ideas. There's a part of your brain over the a period of 10 or 12 years which becomes lopsided. Mm. And basically everything you see in life, you just start going, how are you? And in the, your internal brain goes, sketch. So you might meet somebody on the street going,
note.
Mario Rosenstock, what's your name? And you're there, sketch.
You're constantly on record.
You're constantly on, you have a, and that part of your brain becomes a bit more fatter, lopsided and bigger. And it's pure, it's survival instinct. It's like flight or fight. You're going, I need to think of something sometime or else.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because it's the relentless nature of what you do, which is the most impressive, because you need a sketch every day. You can't just go to the lads on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Nah, I don't, 8:20, I don't have anything. Like, sorry, on you go. Like, you can't do that.
It's akin to, there's something similar to being a journalist as well. I mean, journalists have to do deadlines. Lots of people in life have to do deadlines. But yeah, no, I have to come up with stuff. And the thing is, you have to be in the humour for it. Not in the humour, but you have, the hard part is always being in the humour for it. Mm. Like, some people have asked me this, like, how are you kind of being funny there or whatever? And, like, you have to kind of separate it in your mind. It's a compartmentalization, I guess, to try and separate your personal life, if you like, from your professional life. But that's not to say that my personal life is horrific. I'm actually saying on the contrary, I'm blessed with having a very happy home life. And that really enables you to spend as much time as possible thinking about stuff that ends in the word sketch.
Adrian Foy on Instagram wants to know, what sketch or character are you most proud of?
Well, there's different categories, I suppose, of that. The one that I think I've had the most crack with is probably Michael Flatley. And that's because it is completely and utterly out there. He is a total parody. And I'm like a pig in muck. When I'm trying to think of something to say for Michael Flatley.
Yeah.
And I suppose Roy Keane as well, because nobody was doing Roy Keane and I was kind of the first one to do him. Mm. I did Jose Mourinho and I ended up in Chelsea dressing room. I did. And I'll never forget it. It happened. I was in Today FM and I was upstairs and the phone rang. And I was like, hello, Mario. Hello. This is Simon Greenberg here. Hello. Who are you? I'm Director of Communications at Chelsea Football Club. And I went, yeah, right, you are. And I went, no, seriously, I am. Oh, right. And what do you want? The boss really likes your stuff. And I went, who's your boss? And he went, the boss, the gaffer. And I went, yeah, who is he? Jose.
Jesus.
And what are you talking about? No, he's got the song and everything. Damien brought him over the song. And he's put the song in the car. And he drives the two girls to school. And he's got it on every day. And I've seen him coming into the car park and everything swaying to the song. And anyway, the gaffer wants to know, will you come over to... London, or to Everton.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, but so later that week, I was on the plane 5 days later and went over to the Marriott in Everton and I brought my wife, Blonnet, and I was very excited and I had a couple of little things prepared and I went, where are we going? And they went, well, the team are in that room over there. Come in half an hour. And I went, okay, so where does Blonnet sit? And he went, no, she won't be coming. And I went, why not? No, women, no. So this was a kind of an all-male provide.
Yeah. Okay.
And the idea, of course, was that no outside women would be involved in this thing. And I suppose that's a policy.
Yeah.
You know, like there are women all over the place probably stalking some of these lads and trying to photograph them and everything.
Okay.
And so it became a very all-male environment. And I went, so what's in front of me here? And you went, well, all the lads are in there and they're having dinner. And I went, is he there? And he went, yeah, he's there. And so you're going to do what you said you do? And I went, yeah, I'm coming in as him with my scarf and my coat. They opened the door and I went, lads, we got a guest. It's the gaffer. So all the heads turned around and I walked in chewing gum and I went, how are you doing? It's very good to see you. And they all started kind of giggling, sort of like confusedly. What is that? Then Jose looked over at me and I walked by him and I high-fived him and he put up his hand to high-five. He could have at least dissed me.
Yeah.
But he did. He put up his hand to high-five me. I went to a table called, which I had written the special one on, and I took questions.
From the lads.
From the team, which I had given them questions. They handed out questions. And then, Gaffer, Drogba was there. Gaffer, a question for you. Do you think we can win the league this year? And that was the, shut up, Drogba. And Jose was there like laughing and stuff. And but mainly, the gig didn't go great, I have to say. I sort of tanked in a way.
Wow.
It sounds like an impossible gig.
It is in a way. And you see what I mean. I kind of tanked. And
what do you mean?
I kind of tanked because there was 35 guys in the room, multimillionaires, and just, in other words, the room is just, it's not a stage, it's not a comedy club, it's just 35 guys finishing their spaghetti.
Yeah.
And in I come. And the thing is, all the jokes I was making, and I was talking about this, and Mekalele, and I was talking about Damien, and half of them didn't understand what I was saying because they didn't speak English.
Okay, right. That'll be a day.
I am from the Cameroon. And Jose, the people I noticed laughing their nuts off were Jose Mourinho, Frank Lampard, and what's the other fellas? John Terry. Who immediately after I finished, wrestled me to the wall to get a selfie with me. I thought this was the greatest thing ever. And then the funniest thing happened after that was, it was only 10 minutes, and I finished with my song, and they gave me a nice polite round of applause. And then Jose went, okay, everybody, go to bed. And then he sat me down and we had half a bottle of wine, I think, together. And with Rui, and he was there. I've listened to CD. Very good. I like it. I love your Mick McCarthy. And I'm there. Sorry, what? And he went, I love your Mick McCarthy. And then he put his hands on his eyes like this. And he went, do your Mick McCarthy? Do your Mick McCarthy? And I'm there.
All right, Jose.
He was like a child. And I'm there, I'm making this guy laugh like a child. And I went, we had no manager at the time. I think it was post Brian Kerr and just pre Stan.
Mm.
And I went, we don't have any manager. And he said, who do you want to manage in your team? And I went, well, we'd love you. And he laughed and he went, maybe sometime. And then I went, no, seriously, who do you think? And I went, I don't know. And he went, do you know who I think should manage you? And I went, no, Roy Keane. Like, he looked right through me and he went, Roy Keane. I went, why? And then this is where the Sky Sports genius comes out, because he's invincible. It's just like, that's the way these superheroes look at each other, you know? Yeah. Marvel comic superhero meets.
Yeah.
This is like, amazing.
Yeah, so it's that's, they're huge personalities. And then years later, 10 years later, 12 years later now, they're working together on Sky Sports as chief pundits.
Yeah.
Pundits, you know.
What age were you when you realized you had a knack for doing impressions? And did somebody point it out or did you realize it yourself?
Yeah, it was definitely pointed out by my parents.
Right.
So I used to basically, like any person who does this kind of thing, I did it to gain attention. Mm. In my case, my folks used to argue a lot. And so I'd be kind of putting my hand out going, me, 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 me. And they would go, rah, 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 rah. And so I just couldn't get their attention. And after a while, I noticed that my father, for some reason, sounded like an Eastern European hobo. And I was only
for
5.
For some reason.
And I,
typical
I,
Irish
and I
father.
Would go, Andy, what do you want from me? What do you want? I give you everything and now you're giving me this shit. And I started doing this as a 5-year-old. And my mother turned around and went, he's doing you. And he went, I don't sound like that. And that is the first time I've ever heard, that is the first time but not the last time I've heard someone come up to me going, I don't sound like that. Including Joan Burton going, you can't do me. And Willie, and then she goes, you're great at Willie O.D. And Willie O.D., you can't do me, but you can do a great Joan Burton. And then Joan Burton going, you can't do Willie or me, but you can do a great Michael Noonan. And then Michael Noonan goes, you can't do me either. You're a greater dumb bird.
We would usually stop this, but we don't want to stop it. So Mario, will you stick around?
I will.
Join us for more Ask Me Anything in a few minutes on Today FM. It's Jerry Cinnamon and Cantor, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. At Ticketmaster.ie to get tickets for Mario's shows that begin in February 2020. It's the best of Gift Grub Live on tour all over Ireland. And judging by the reaction from you guys for having Mario on, we can see that a lot of people will be going to go see him as well. Here is more of Ask Me Anything with the brilliant Mario Rosenstock on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Today FM, it's Ask Me Anything, and we are back with Mario Rosenstock, of course, the king of Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show every morning. Niamh on Instagram says, is there anyone you found you just can't impersonate?
Many, loads.
You just had to give up?
Glenda Gilson.
She was another one that confronted me. And she came up to me after a little charity do, and she stomped up to me, all beautiful, lithe and slender and gorgeous. And she went, you don't sound like me at all. And in fairness, I don't. So sometimes, I mean, you'd know Dermot and Dave, the whole comedic side of things. You don't necessarily have to do an impression of somebody. You capture something that you feel is funny about them and blow it up. So you go, but Mario, she doesn't sound like that. I know she doesn't sound like that, but I met Glenda Gilson in Reynards 3 or 4 times in my life at 5 o'clock in the morning. And we're all like, oh my God, I can't take anymore. And she's there, where are we going next? And she basically, then I would go home and I think about it and go, Glenda Gilson has this energy of a kind of a stevedore. You know, who just wants to go out and booze it up and smoke, and where's the next party coming from? And so I turned her into this, like, you know, basically, you know, pumping iron, drilling stevedore owl fella who can just, but it's just a mess. And it's just a joke. But look, I never did Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do Barack Obama. And nowadays, of course, you know, with Twitter and with social media, I wouldn't dare do Barack Obama, Dave, because I'd be outed doing a black man's voice. And yes, I'm not a black man.
How dare you?
And this is, this raises an interesting question, though, guys. Who am I allowed to do? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, because I was going to throw it back to you. Feel that? Do
yes,
you feel
I do.
That
yes,
there's a pressure to conform and not do certain people
absolutely.
Or races?
Absolutely,
or?
Yeah. I don't think, for example, it's acceptable really in meetings for me to suggest that I'm going to do the lead waiter at Full Moon Restaurant in down in Bray. Why? It's regarded as racist because I think because it comes from a history and a heritage that we looked on China for many years as being a underdeveloped, downtrodden country. Now, of course, it's not. It's a first world country. Mm. And believe me, the Chinese are inheriting the earth. So we were able to do an American accent. You'd be able to do a France accent because they are European and okay. But you could not do an Indian accent.
Mm.
Okay, so you can't do an Indian accent because they are part of the developing world. And we are seen as Westerners as being they're kind of imperial masters, and that we are... making them generic stereotypes.
Yeah, that's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's... But sorry, the France is a generic stereotype.
True,
as well.
True.
And
yeah.
nobody complained when, yes, I'm doing the Yep Stem, and it is, you know, it is very nice from Dutch and Holland to be talking about this, and you're doing generic Dutchman. Ish, okay. Why is it generic? Okay to do generic Dutchman?
Because accents aren't racist. Accents are accents. Yeah. It's what you make them say in that accent. So if that's why the old flight lice and all that stuff, you know, people see that as racism because you're stereotyping behaviors, you know, and social perspectives in that accent.
But yeah, you are.
One thing I noticed, is that audiences are different. I think we get away with a lot in Ireland that in other countries you certainly wouldn't get away with it. Sometimes I do the improv with the Whose Line Is It Anyway guys. And in Ireland, we would do an Indian accent or something like that, and you wouldn't think about it. But when I was on stage with them, I went, hello, can I help you? And they're like, stop, stop, I can't. Like, literally would not engage. And these are guys who will go, join you on any joke, you know. But that was just something that was unacceptable to them.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I think the British audience are far more likely to react negatively to hearing it.
Exactly, but I think it is a grey area in our world. So, for example, at the beginning of Gift Grub, Bertie, who loved Indian food, used to go to lots of different Indian restaurants, the real Bertie Ahern. Mm. And I used to have him go to an Indian restaurant as well, where he met the owner of the restaurant called Mufti. I called him Mufti. And Mufti was a bit like the Apu in The Simpsons. He was a symbol of a more developed cosmopolitan Ireland where immigrants were coming, not just being cliches, although in this case he owned an Indian restaurant, but they were thriving and becoming part of a burgeoning middle class. And not being downtrodden and not being marginalised, he is one of now an Irish middle class, right? And I based that character on a character I knew in Dundrum myself, and a man who had been in Ireland for 20 years. He still had an Indian accent, but hilariously, he was kind of becoming now a bit like Dublin. You know? and, you know, he would sit by the table and he would kind of go for a bit long to by the table by. Yeah. And he would go, "So how are you?" And I go, "Good, yeah." I won't say his name on the radio. And he go, "Things are going quite well for me now, you know." And I went, "Oh, it's great to hear. I have another one down there in Limerick, down under Raheen Roundabout." And that's fantastic news. It's going well, better than well. It's going really good. "You don't believe who was in here a few minutes ago." And I went, "No, I don't have a guess who was in here a couple of minutes ago." And I went, "I don't know. Guess. Muhammad Ali? No. Phil Coulter? No. Hector O'Hyokigan? No. How long is this game going to go on?" "I tell you." And I go, "Who?" "Donny Fenton." And I went, "Wow, Tony Fenton." "Tony Fenton came in his Kawasaki and he came and he got chicken balti." Same time every week. And I knew him for years. Yeah. And you cannot tell me that anything that I'm doing there in my heart of hearts is racist or mean even. Yeah. In fact, it's a celebration of this guy. And this is something I have a real problem with.
Mm. Can you do an impression of any of the other presenters on Today FM?
Oh, let me see. I'll tell you who I love doing, actually. Not presenters, but some of the contributors. And it's like, "We're now joined by Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown from the United States." "Cal." "Hey, Matt." And it's like, "Cal, Trump is a bit of a bollocks, isn't he?" "You know, Bill Clinton was a bit, was there like that, Matt, as well." "Like, Marion, what do you think?"
"Well, I totally disagree." I totally disagree with Cal."
"Well, you would, Marion."
"I totally disagree with Cal. Cal doesn't have the soft inflections of a liberal."
"That's because I'm a hard-ass conservative, Marion."
"You called me Marion."
"Well, Marion, whatever your name is."
"Okay, cut it out, lads. Next, Nick Ferrari."
"Thank you, Matt."
I love Charlie Weston as well, you know. "Matt, it doesn't matter which way you pull it, Matt, they're still going to screw you."
Thanks so much. Mario Rosenstock for doing Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Thank you, guys.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.